The Rock of the Port of Camelia, the medieval horse in the fashion week of the Rock of the Port. On the quinch hung the last package extracted from the geoman that had collided against the submerged rocks of the Rock of the Port in 1911. The sailors gazed absently at the coast. Tension was in the air. The sailors' families crowded around the warehouse exit where the bales were being carted. Some carrying sickles, the majority carrying knives. Suddenly, a human torrent came out of the warehouse. People formed a gangway and each sailor took up his worn light and rushed in single file towards the coast. They only had until sundown, so they had to make the most of the time. The aim was to obtain the greatest possible amount of goods ejected from the geoman. The bales of cloth between the rocks were dirty, frayed and tangled. The clothes were cut without measuring and torn uncontrollably by the participants. They had reached an agreement with the company. The working hours in exchange for the goods they could get hold of after the working day was over. 3 months later, the festivities of the Holy Spirit of Camelia were announced by firecrackers. People were waiting to go into the church for the midday mass. The clothes worn by the families from the Barbato Company were admired by the public attending in the first fashion week in Camelia. The family of Manolo was the only one that did not take part in the fashion catwalk. They would put the goods to a better use. The Rock of the Port didn't take long to find a bride for the geoman. 11 years later, the Natalia succumbed in the same place. Of the buried cargo looms were recovered that had been destined for Barcelona and more cloth which was used once again to dress the people of the coast. A new fashion catwalk showed off the cloth of the Natalia, in which the whole town took part and whole salt coats were smoked in the fireplace of the town. Manolo no longer works in the ships of the Barbato Company. He's retired. He plants potatoes with the help of his donkey, hairless with age, but stronger than ever. His wife, a seamstress, had sewn coats for the donkey with the frayed remnants from the geoman because the poor thing, having no fur, had sourced from the harness. Now, dressed in his finery, his tail, ears and nose stick out, if he were living in another age, he would look like he was taking part in a medieval tournament. People smile when Manolo walks past with the donkey. He snuggles up to his ears and says, "Let them have a laugh, eh?"